You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
What is happening, Reds? Welcome back to the Cop Eye Podcast. It is the League Cup final preview show. We're looking to look ahead to Sunday's massive game. And me and Christian were just saying, like, before we started recording, it's massive Liverpool, I don't know. If Liverpool aren't in it, it's a Mickey Mouse trophy. But because we're there, and because it's Klopp's last season, it's the biggest game in the world. As of Sunday, I can't wait for it. It's going to be a massive game. I'm just worrying about, like, previous years when it's going to extra time and pens and like getting down to like was a 20-second pen with Kepa missing and all that shit. Let's hope we don't have one of them, but it's a League Cup final and it's a final nonetheless. And before we get stuck into it all, Christian, how are you doing, lad?
Good. I'm looking forward to Sunday. Obviously, it's Friday today when we do this. So it's good with the weekend, but it's always good when you have a final to look forward to and, you know, have a few bevies on a Sunday. It's never wrong, I would say. So how about you?
Yeah, not bad. I always feel like when I do these early pods that my voice just sounds proper, like, I don't know, I can't describe it, like, just proper, like, deep. So I need, like, a nice cup of tea to sort me out, yeah. So I haven't...
You need to stop, you know, being on the whiskey on a Thursday night, then.
Nah, not on a school night. Maybe one on a school night, but not more than one. But, yeah, so, of course, I think it's going to be Pep Linders doing the presser. But it's at 10 o'clock. Obviously, we're doing that before then. I mean, I say obviously, it's not obvious, but we are doing it before then. So we are going to be guessing a little bit in terms of who's going to be available and stuff. And we might as well, because we talked quite a little bit yesterday about Luton and Brentford and team news and injury availability. And Klopp was mentioning a couple of days ago about like maybe Salah and Nunes might be available, but it's going to be like a day-to-day basis. I imagine Pep Linders, he might just blow it all out the water and say, yep, Salah and Nunes are sound to go, ready to go, and we'll all be very fucking happy. But I think it's going to be an interesting one because the whole thing with Salah being injured, coming back and then playing and then being out of the Luton game and Nunes being in and out of the team as well with little niggles here and there. I think them both being out of the Luton game and us going on to win it, I think it's played perfectly so far. We just need them ready for Sunday. I think at least, even if we get at least one of them back, I'll be much happier just because going from... I mean, if we play the same way we did against Luton in the second half against Chelsea, then we should be all right. But I think if you... The likes of a Darwin Nunes just on the field, just to stretch it a little bit more and have that a bit more pace and energy and behind, I think would give us a lot of give me a lot more hope going into a game where I think when we played Chelsea recently and we blew them away, that was like the first time in recent history where I felt like, fucking hell, we're just loads better than these. Because I think I've always felt we're better than them recently, but when we play each other, it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't correlate onto the field what like we're better than them, but it's always 0-0, 1-1 and whatever. So I think going into a cup final, it'd be a bit more cagey, neutral ground and all that at Wembley. So I think it's set up for a hopefully a decent final and not a shitty going to extra time and pens final that no one wants to watch that.
No, but it's, you know, it is Chelsea, and last time we played them, we won 4-1, you know, and we were really, really good. And like you said, we felt like it was the first time in ages where we actually just swept off the, you know, off the feet. You know, they didn't have a chance really. But, you know, I think we've been a lot better than them in the games previously that, but it's, the thing is though, like, it feels also like when they play us, they step up. Like, they might not be having the quality this season in terms of being a team, because they got quality players, but as a team, they have been struggling. You know, they've been losing games where you think they should win. And when you look at that, you think like, well, it could be an easy game, even if we have injuries. But, you know, when they play us, and especially in the final, you know, they are professional as well. They do step up. They have their preparations, and they obviously had a week to prepare. And we played midweek, so that does affect a bit as well. And like you said, we can't do the show after the press conference that Pep will have, because it wouldn't fit our schedule this time. So it is what it is. But, you know, whether he says that they are available or not, we'll see. Or if they can be on the bench and actually be involved. Like, you don't want to risk them maybe to start, but they can have an impact in their game. I'll take that at this moment. But then obviously after the final, and hopefully we go and win it, then we play Southampton at home in the FA Cup. So they, if they can get involved a bit in this game to try to help us to win the title for Klopp, that would be brilliant. Obviously, I don't want to have any setbacks. I don't want them to be out further. But then they can have a whole week's rest in the, for the FA Cup, because then you can actually, you know, gamble there a bit, playing Southampton home, and you can play the more of the kids and the lads that done so well against Luton. So there's a chance there, whether we, because if it would have been a Premier League game straight after midweek, because we had, you know, another game in hand or whatever, then I would have been a little bit both annoyed and worried, to be honest, because that would be really tough, because we know that we need to win that. But the FA Cup, I can risk it a bit with not having the best players or the starting players on the pitch at the same time, if it means that they can have a rest ahead of Nottingham Forest, which is on the Saturday after. So it is a little made a bit of a mind game and tactical game in terms of who's going to play. But we'll see when Pep has his press conference if they're available or not. If they're not, then we just have to go with what we have, and that's it.
Yeah, I think Klopp keeps saying, doesn't it? Like, what? As long as you've got 11 fellas, we'll be all right. And I think just off the back of the Luton game, like if Nunes and Salah are only available for the bench, then I think it is going to be quite similar, I guess, to the Luton game, because we can't do. I mean, there's a few changes we could make. I think it's mainly the defence I'm looking at, because I'll read out the Luton starting 11. So it was Kelleher, Bradley, Kwanzaa, Van Dijk, Gomez, McAllister, Endo, Gravenberch, Elliot, Gakpo, Diaz. So it's hard to say, but I think Kwanzaa played well, but I think Konate comes in just because of that experience and the pace against Jackson. I think it'll be him and Van Dijk are, yeah, Chico's levels of pace, and you need that against them.
And he can have a rest in the FA Cup then later.
Exactly. The likes of Stale and the likes of Jackson, who have got the pace, you can get him behind. They won't want to be playing against the Konate. You can beat them for pace and knock them off the ball. So I think he's key. I think Bradley obviously stays in, unless you throw Gomez over there and then put Robbo in to make it a bit more experienced. I think that's the main area I'm looking at where I'm not exactly sure what he's going to go. I think Bradley does deserve to start, but then I'm like, yeah, Gomez also off the back of the Luton game deserves a start as well. But then you're getting like, you need Robbo in there for the experience, because he's been around and won it all with us.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I think Bradley deserves to play. And, you know, looking at the game that he played against Chelsea last time, having it, you know, an amazing game. I think, you know, he fancies to play them again, because it will be in his head, the self-confidence from that game that kind of, you know, made him his name in the Premier League, and, you know, for people to talk about him like this young kid or 20 years old, you know, right back who comes in Liverpool and play brilliantly. I think that will be in his head and help him just feel like, I want to play these again because, you know, last time I did this, I will do the same. Just try. And obviously with Gomez playing well as well, it might be that he starts on the left to just, you know, get Robertson going into the team, like we talk about rhythm, you know, many times, that he comes in later in the game. Or we might give Gomez a rest, even though I think he deserves to play in a final. But because Robertson is a natural left defender, and obviously he had an assist against Luton when he played to Luis Diaz, and he was very good, I think, when he came in against Luton, because he provided energy. He was, you know, up in their final third against Luton all the time, you know, having one-to-one with players and stuff. So maybe we will have those two wing backs that can play left to the right, which is Robertson Bradley, to have a little bit more pace. But then obviously, like you said, with Gomez, we get more experience. So again, it's hard, but, you know, I would kind of like us go for, like, even though how much I like Gomez to start because I think he deserves it, I would like us to go Robertson to the left and Bradley to the right, because I think it gives us more of an attacking and pacey and energy option and feeling. And it is a final, and even though it is Wembley, it's neutral ground and all that, I'd rather see us, let's get going, get them, instead of, you know, sitting back. So I would like to see them too, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it gives you the option, because I think we saw it in the Luton game with Endo, and we mentioned that Endo and McAllister were just like crazy, crazy good. I think when you have Gomez, who's been, like you said, amazing, and I think he comes inside a little bit more, obviously, because he's right-footed. But if you've got Bradley bombing down that side, you've got Robbo bombing down that side in old-fashioned Klopp style, like the style before the style we're in now, in terms of like just bombing fullbacks, and then you can have Macher and Endo kind of dropping in maybe as like a two together, and that might give Gravenberch maybe a little bit more license to float inside a little bit more and get on the edge of the penalty box where he's dangerous and can track fouls, get his free kicks, hopefully have a few shots off, hopefully score if he fancies it. So there's loads of options there where we can, even with so many fellas out, we've still got like some decent options where you can tweak it a little bit. Yeah. And I think especially against Chelsea, where we need to be, have that same energy. Like that second half against Luton, the first half against Chelsea, we need to kind of like find a nice blend of them two and just absolutely go for them. Because I think it is, I mean, in terms of our injuries compared to theirs, like we're very much depleted. But in terms of energy and fight and how good we've been this season, if we show 90% of what we showed in the Luton game in terms of fight and the quality to score goals quickly, I think we hopefully will get a couple. I mean, I say hopefully, like we've done that in recent finals and stuff. But I mean, if it's one of them, like if we can get the first goal, I think that's, I always say, like, it's so massive if we can get an early goal. It just settles everyone down a little bit, doesn't it?
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the only thing that could, you know, see Gomez start to the left as well is that he actually goes into like a central kind of midfield role, as Trent has done to the right. If Bradley plays to the right, then we get more bodies into midfield when we go offensively, and that obviously gives McAllister the option to go a little bit further up the pitch as well when we go in to attack. So it's obviously down to a tactical question, you know, instead of having like maybe wing backs just running up and down like Robertson and Bradley on both sides. You know, we've seen Gomez go into that central position and Bradley going up and down the right hand side, and then obviously we get more bodies in the centre of the park, and that allows McAllister obviously go up a little bit as well, because we got more protection in that area at that time and moment. So we'll see. But, you know, I guess depending on who's available or not, we probably see the same kind of starting 11 as, you know, we talked about Konate coming in, I guess, but you know, I guess in midfield, there's not much to there. You know, it will be probably what we saw against Luton with Endo, McAllister, and Gravenberch, and then the front three depends, you know, on Salah, Nunes, and how they are actually feeling, or otherwise, I guess we'll see. Diaz, Gakpo, and Elliot again, I guess. You know, that's the only thing. And obviously, we're coming into after the final, like we already mentioned, the FA Cup game, that's where you will have the option to rest them who have played a lot, even though it means, you know, more kids in and, you know, more unexperienced players. But, you know, when this situation is what it is, that's probably what you have to do to not risk them going forward in the Premier League. It's just what we have to do. I wouldn't say, oh, let's swerve the FA Cup, but if it means we win this title and we have to rest players in that game and give it more of a risk, that I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just having a quick look at Chelsea's 1-1 draw with City, like their lineup. And so like their front four, so they had Jackson, a striker, Stale on the left, Palmer on the right, and Conor Gallagher basically in behind them. And then Enzo Fernandez and Caicedo was as a two, like, was that 210 million worth, quid worth of a centre mid there. So yeah, I think they do like the inverted wingers. Of course, everyone does that now. Like Palmer left-footed on the right, and then if that's what they're gonna do, it makes me want to have Gomez in there more, only because he's gonna be wanting to cut inside on his left foot, and Gomez can just shut that off. But yeah, it is interesting because they might switch it up and have Stale on the right and have Palmer on the left and just be traditional. Have a righty on the right and have a lefty on the left. I guess they can switch it up like that, but. Them having Jackson back, who's pacey and he can create problems, and along with Sterling. So I think the likes of Konate and Bradley, because Bradley's got pace, underrated pace as well in them areas, which we definitely need if we're going to be having like a pressing them higher with the high line and stuff. So yeah, it's and like you said with the front three, I think it's if Salah and Nunes are hopefully the fifth, and if it's just a fifth for the bench type thing, and they can come on for the last half hour, then I'll absolutely take it, because I think it's the thinking about not having them at all. I think like in the Luton game where it wasn't going so well the first half, you're looking at the bench and you're going, we've got fuck all there basically in terms of like expecting, like you can't expect a kid come on and make score a goal or whatever. You can bring Andy Robbo on and give you more energy, which we did, but in terms of like quality from the bench, which we've relied on so heavily this season, like maybe the game's not going well, we can bring on a Gakpo, we can bring on a Gravenberch, we can bring on a Jota, whoever, and he can get you the goal. But like with the way that we are at the minute, it's quite difficult to look at the bench and go, he's a fella you can bring on like with 15 to go and he'll pop up with a goal for you. So
yeah,
I think just having them on the bench would be, I mean, it'll give us so much more energy in terms of just in the dressing room or whatever, knowing that you've got your two top goal scorers in your squad. And it'll be a bit of a detriment to Chelsea, because they'll be like, oh, fucking hell, they'll be absolutely gutted that Nunes and Salah are available, because they'll be licking the lips looking at the Luton lineup and ready to face, depleted lineup. I mean, 11 lads out is just absolutely... It's fucking craziness. I mean, we've just covered, I guess, most of the lineup there. Hopefully, Pep gives us some nice news at 10 o'clock, and we can celebrate. And if Nunes and Salah are available, but we were just talking before we started recording about like how many times we've won it and stuff. And yeah, if we win it, it will be the 10th time we've won the League Cup, which I think is. It's boss, isn't it? Because I think I made a joke at the top of the show, like when you're in it, it's the biggest final. But when you're not, like when it's like Man City versus, I don't know, Newcastle, whatever, you're like, who gives a fuck about the Carabao Cup? But when you're in it and there's a possibility to add to your tally and get yourself up to 10, Man City are on 8, Man United are on 6. If you can get yourself to 10, and especially like in Klopp's last season, like we said, get Virgil to lift his first trophy as captain, and to kind of just not just the game of footy against Chelsea, which even if it was a friendly I'd want to win anyway, but like a league, a cup final where it can give you so much energy in terms of the running and the confidence to go on and win more for the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, and especially for the players who, you know, hasn't, you know, been here and won trophies. You know, we got quite many new players that hasn't won a trophy. So if they can pick up the first, you know, that's something that they want to build on. So it gives you a lot of, you know, it is a boost, and it gives you self-confidence, and it shows that, yeah, we can go and win titles, you know, and stuff. And obviously, for Klopp being his last season, like you said, you know, lifting the trophy for him, that's one thing, and making it 10, that's one thing as well. So there's plenty of little nice, you know, signs there to do, go and do this. And, you know, it will always be a tough game. You can't underestimate, you know, Chelsea, even though they had a bad season and, you know, haven't been that good. They got good players. So I just hope that, you know, whoever plays, whoever is available, we just go out and find that energy and their collectiveness and the teamwork that we did against Luton, because Luton and Chelsea are obviously different teams in terms of quality, but at the same time, Luton is a tough, rough team to play. But if you can go out, even though we obviously played at home, but if you can go out in the second half and bring that energy out and actually go and score 4 goals, because I also read that Luton hadn't lost a game with more than 3 goals since August or something like that. So if you can actually score 4 against them in a half, bring the energy into this final and you know, give it your all for Klopp, for the fans, for yourselves. That would be, you know, my message. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's always, you know, a little bit, it's a final. You always, you know, got the nervous feelings in your stomach, and you feel like, you know, if you never want to lose a final, especially not, you know, clubs like Chelsea. but, you know, it is what it is. And like you said, if we're going out of a League Cup or the Carabao Cup, you know, early doors, and you don't really care what's going on, because it's the cup where you can actually be like, well, it's the least important one of the all titles that you can actually go and win in a season. But if you go all the way to the final, obviously you want to lift it. So it's just one of them where now we're in the final, let's go and do the job and actually go and win it for Klopp and the fans and the players.
Yeah, especially like back at Wembley as well. I think it's always like the atmosphere, even though it's miles away in London, it always feels like it is Anfield South, like, because we get there so often, and it's just a happy place for us. So hopefully we can continue that. And I think with it being like, it's like the occasion, 3 o'clock on a Sunday. I wish it was on a Saturday, but it's 3 o'clock on a Sunday. Everyone's on the bevvies. Hopefully be a bit of sunshine. We'll do everyone wonders as well. But I think just having all that collectively together, and knowing it's Klopp's last season, knowing we can put a marker down, give us more confidence. There's so many benefits from us winning this, and not least just getting another trophy and being further away from the Manx in terms of overall trophies, which is something I always think about, because I just think we should need to maximise as many trophies we win as possible. But it's, yeah, just going and getting that 10th as well, and just saying you've won it 10 times is a is a boss thing to say. So let's move on to the final bit of the show. Score predictions. What are you thinking, lad? What are you thinking for this one?
Pens.
Pens and Petrovic missed the last pen.
Yeah. No, I want, like you said, I want to avoid it, obviously. It's I fucking hate penalties, because it gives you, it gives you the shit.
Well, yeah. And how many pints you've had, like, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the pines and the nervous feelings ahead of a penalty shootout. It makes you feel like shit and go to the toilet. You know, I think I want us to go and win it, you know, comfortably, like we did at home against Chelsea. But, you know, it's in a final. I never want to, because we're not at home and all that kind of, because I know when we got Anfield in our backs, I always feel, you know, yeah, we will do this. But this game at Wembley against them, they will be up for it as well. We do have some plays out that are quality for us. So it will be a tough game. So I go and say 2-1 Liverpool, and it will be one of them where you just have to fucking bite your nails off the last half an hour, because you're just waiting for us to hold out. So, yeah, 2-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I'll go with 2-0.
I never fancy.
Yeah. a clean sheet would be class, to be fair.
Of course.
I guess if we get there, I think if we score first half, I think 2-0 would be sound. I just don't want it to be like, I don't know, what, like 1-1 towards the end, because you just know, like, any like corner, just like, yeah, like you said, you're shitting yourself like any time a ball flies in, and it just fly off someone's knee and go in, can't it, like, proper jammy goals and all that.
And the situation now with all the injuries, we don't want any fucking extra time.
Well, exactly.
No extra time at all, because that's just no.
Yeah. So even more impetus to say to the lads, right? I know Harvey Elliott, you fell to the ground after the game and you were absolutely fucked, but we need that that energy times 1.5, if you don't mind, please, lad. Just don't ever stop running. Just keep running anywhere you can go.
If Klopp could only just go and say before the game, okay, let's go out and win this in the 90 minutes. Let's do it. Go and win it 2-3-0. Get it done with. We don't want any fucking extra time because we don't need any more injuries now, lads. So just make sure you do the job and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Get yourself a nice little bucket of Monster or Red Bull. Just drain that Jamie Vardy style, like an hour before kickoff, and then off
Top
you
of
go.
Vodka Red Bull, do you say?
Imagine, fucking hell. That'd be a fucking recipe for disaster, wouldn't it? Fucking hell. But yeah, we'll leave it there. Of course, we would love to know, and we will know very shortly if Nunes and Salah will be available. But of course, if they are and they're fit and ready to go, then of course they have to go straight into the 11. And then, like I said, we have more options from the bench later in the game. And I'm just excited that as it's building towards Sunday, it gets more and more exciting. I can't wait for it. But yeah, we'll leave it there. Nice one as always to everyone listening. Nice one to Christian as always for jumping on. Let's hope the Reds can go and do it and add a 10th League Cup to our ever-growing trophy cabinet. Let's hope we go and do it on Sunday and beat them Chelsea fuckers up the Reds, and we'll see you all very soon. Ta-da.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
Podcast Network.